An event that I am so looking forward to being involved with U105 is happening on the 6th of August, and that's the Festival of Flight at Newcastle. I'm joined now on the phone by Rick Peacock-Edwards. Rick, you are the flight director of the Festival of Flight. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, family. Yes, I'm the Flying Display Director.
I think that it's the most fabulous title, and I have been reading your biog, which, if I started reading it now, would still be here at 12 o'clock. It is a very, very impressive biog, I have to say. But you are the son of a Battle of Britain pilot, and your own flying career has been spent mainly flying fighter aircraft, Lightning, Hunter, F-4 Phantoms, Tornadoes. That, to me, just sounds possibly one of the most glamorous and exciting jobs in the world.
I totally agree.
But now you're organising this so that the rest of us can see what you were flying. That must be lovely as well, to bring these beautiful aircraft to so many enthusiasts.
It is. I've been involved with air displays for many, many years, both as a pilot and organiser and supervisor. And I just love it. Yes, and exactly. And it's a tremendous spectacle.
It is. I mean, any air shows that I've been to, I just love them. But it's also, the spectacle is fantastic, but the noise as well of some of these amazing aircraft, that it just really sort of gets right into your bone marrow.
And we've got a really good sort of array of aircraft for this year too, which will be noisy, some of them, and not so noisy others. But Red Arrows will be there, of course, and we've got two other display teams, one performing at Newcastle for the first time, called the Global Stars, and they really are a global aerobatic team. I saw them at Farnborough just this weekend, and they're brilliant. And then we've got the Typhoon, that'll be noisy, but fantastic spectacle. And then, of course, we've got individual aerobatics, very popular last year and back this year, Bustle Pits, flown by Rich Goodwin. That'll be really sort of amazing aerobatics. And then we've got the Battle of Britain Memorial flight with their Lancaster, which has only just become serviceable again, and Spitfire and Hurricane. And uniquely, we've got the Blenheim, the only Blenheim flying in the United Kingdom.
When you look at some of these aircraft from the Battle of Britain times, you know, the likes of the Lancaster and the Blenheim, and I know we look at aircraft today, like the 380 and these massive aircraft, and you think, how on earth did they ever get off the ground? How on earth was that technology there to get them off the ground? They are amazing.
They are amazing. And if you look at the technology of today and how easy it is to navigate around the place with global positioning system and all sorts of other things, and think what they did with really sort of, by today's standards, very primitive equipment.
It is totally amazing. But the beautiful setting of the Mourne Mountains in Newcastle, it's a natural amphitheatre for people to be able to see these aircraft in all their flight and gloriousness.
Totally. I can think of no more beautiful setting. I just love Newcastle. It's such a beautiful place, and the backdrop of the mountains, it's just the perfect setting, as you say.
Can you describe or let people know just what is it that attracts us to go and watch these air shows?
It's a jolly good day out for a start. There's not just the aircraft to see. There's all sorts of other events going on. So for the family, a fantastic day out. For and the air display, which is just part of the whole day, is a spectacle, as you say. You don't get the opportunity to see air displays every day of the year, so they happen pretty rarely. And when they do happen, they're well worth sort of taking the time to go and watch. And I know that in previous years, a lot of people have gone to watch the Festival of Flight. And I know they won't be disappointed again. The only thing that we do worry about more than anything else is the weather.
Of course. Well, we keep the fingers crossed that we can try and organise something that we've got pretty much at the moment without the sea mist, of course. But for you, logistically, it must be quite a nightmare getting all these fabulous aircraft to come in. And do you get a lot of them here overnight in Northern Ireland, or do they fly in from across the water on the actual day?
Some fly across the water on the actual day. For example, the Typhoon will be operating from Liverpool. But a lot of the aircraft will be pre-positioned here on the Friday at a variety of airfields. And yes, you're right. The logistics is it's a lot of hard work, because we have to get all sorts of permissions from the Civil Aviation Authority. And then there's the individual arrangements, the accommodation, the fuel, and so it goes on. It's a job that actually as soon as this display is over, then we'll be looking to start planning for next year's display, and it goes on throughout the year.
Well, it's and do you travel around, obviously, doing these flights, these air shows in a lot of venues, of course, around the world?
I do go around the world, actually, but I do most of my work these days in the UK.
Well, it must be a fantastic job for you as well. But is it the 2 days in Newcastle this year, Saturday and Sunday, or is it mainly with the flight display on the air show is going to be on the Saturday?
The air display is going to be on the Sunday. We did have a look at an option to mount an air display on the Sunday as well, but we decided this year at least to keep it to the Saturday.
Lovely. So it's August the 6th. We will expect to see you all down there, and the U105 Roadshow is going to be there as well. I'm going to be along with Frank Mitchell, and we shall be keeping crowds entertained, and then of course we shall be holding our wheesht and keeping quiet as the beautiful aircraft take to the skies over Newcastle and out to sea as well.
Look forward to seeing you down in Newcastle, Pat.
Lovely, Rick. Thank you so much indeed for joining me this morning. Look forward to seeing you next couple of weekends' time. So that's August the 6th. It's the Festival of Flight. That was Rick Peacock-Edwards. Make sure you get down. It's going to be on all day. I think the actual flying display is from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So looking forward to that.